Small farmer, meet Walmart. This week, we're reporting on the global food crisis and the response of one country, Honduras. With food prices soaring and more people going hungry, many third world countries are trying to boost their food production. But it's not enough to grow more food. Farmers also need better ways to sell it. Dan Charles has the second report in our series.
Here's a question. If somebody says third world food market, what comes to mind? Maybe a street like this one in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras. It's lined with people selling pineapples, vegetables, and everything else. But another kind of market is taking over in Honduras, the supermarket. This one, called País, is as bright and clean as any in the U.S. It's one of two supermarket chains in Honduras owned by Walmart. They're growing fast. Supermarket sales in Honduras have been increasing by about 20% a year. Luis Alfonso Andino, who's in charge of vegetable shipments at this store, says it's because people know the food here won't make them sick.
I think the most important thing is food safety, because we give them quality.
The supermarket revolution, the rise of national chains selling food with machine-like predictability, is an old story in the U.S. and in wealthier Latin American countries. But Mark Lundy, a researcher at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Cali, Colombia, says in the U.S. that revolution took 40 or 50 years.
In countries where this is occurring now, that time frame is compressed incredibly down to 10 years, maybe 15 at the outside.
It's happening in China, India, and elsewhere, driving big changes that reach all the way back to small farming villages. Increasingly, the key to success is selling to supermarkets, which means farmers have to meet some tough new standards.
Tenemos zanahoria, lechuga, coliflor.
High in the hills near the town of Le Patarique, Vicente Sanchez ticks off the crops that his farmers' cooperative grows. Carrots, lettuce, cauliflower.
Broccoli, espinaca, perejil.
They all go straight to Walmart. It's part of a deal that his cooperative signed with the supermarket chain with the help of a Swiss aid organization, Swiss Contact. Sanchez says it's a good deal.
It's a benefit because whatever we plant, we know that it's already sold before we plant it. We used to plant things without knowing whether we had a buyer, and we used to lose out.
But they have to be careful because Walmart rejects vegetables that test positive for bacteria or high levels of pesticides. Ivan Rodriguez, who grew up in a small Honduran farming village himself, is in charge of Swiss Contact's programs in Honduras. He says the safety standards can be a big problem, especially for small farmers.
They have difficulties here to meet those standards because they need specific facilities. For example, to package product here, the best way should be having a kind of small warehouse with protective walls against flies, you know, but here we don't have that.
So Swiss Contact may help these farmers build a clean, fly-proof packaging room. It's an example of an increasingly popular development strategy, helping small, isolated farmers by connecting them to expanding markets. Edward Bresnian is an agricultural economist at the World Bank office in Honduras.
What we're working on much more today is not only productivity, but productivity for what? For the market.
For the farmers in Le Patarique, it's working pretty well so far. Some of them have just arrived at the Walmart supply center in the outskirts of Tegucigalpa, driving a pickup truck loaded with broccoli, green beans, and carrots. The Walmart manager here, Gabriel Chiriboga, looks pleased.
So good.
It's good?
Yes, it's good because it's a fresh cut.
Within 24 hours, shoppers will see those vegetables on supermarket shelves. And some of the money they spend will flow back to the village. A small but well-connected village. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charles.
We'll hear tomorrow why Honduras encourages farmers to plant genetically modified crops.